You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I've seen multiple posts on the grams of people who still proudly have their Christmas decorations up. And they're like, I'm not taking them down. They bring me too much good vibes, good energy. I'm keeping them up for a little while longer. You talked just the other day about how sad you get at the end of the holidays. Mm-hmm. Like, you were really in a funk. Was it Saturday?
It wasn't even a funk. I mean, I was on the verge of tears. I would call it depression.
You were on the verge mm-hmm. of tears for like 24 hours.
And let me just say that I have struggled with depression for a long time, but it's like not like I manage it usually. But I actually had the thought, like the day after Christmas, I was like, I am thinking about calling my doctor and asking for a Xanax. Like, that's how off I was. Yeah, it was bad.
There is a cure if you are like Callie, or if it's not even that extreme. If you're like bummed that the Christmas tree has to come down, if you're bummed that the stockings are being put away, if you're bummed at the end of the holidays, there is a cure, a science-backed cure for the post-holiday blues. Are you ready for the cure? You don't need a Xanax.
I might need a Xanax, but continue.
You don't need a Xanax. You just need to start planning a new adventure. So and this doesn't apply just to the holidays. If there is anything, I think they call it, if there was anything seasonal, what was the word they used? It was anything recurring. Like if every year.
Cyclical, annual.
Yeah. If it's something regularly happens, put it in your mind that immediately following what causes that sadness, you'll immediately start planning a new adventure, because that will cancel out chemically the serotonin or the dopamine or whatever that good vibe stuff is.
But we did that.
We didn't.
We did plan a trip.
No, we
booked a trip.
But that's we go to that was a trip to the beach for Memorial Day, which is fine. But we didn't talk. Like, we should have sat down, like, looked at the restaurants.
So, it's a process is what you're saying.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
So you gotta change the vibe, change the energy, right? Mm-hmm. By planning on something new. So if you're feeling in a funk because Christmas is over and the tree has to come down, or the tree has come down and you just can't shake it, pick a date in the future and plan something for that date and put as much energy into it as you would Christmas, and you'll chemically erase the negative vibes.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for the meals that they have at Costco. I know you used Costco as one of your grateful things earlier this week. Mm-hmm. Costco has these meal kits that are so easy and so delicious and so reasonably priced that I would highly recommend grabbing one if you have a Costco membership and you find yourself in that part of the store.
I 1000% understand why people don't think that they need Costco memberships, but I do feel like you're missing out on some of the little nuances of Costco.
Right.
Even if you don't need like the mass quantities of stuff, they even have, I don't even know how to describe it, but they have little things that they like, exclusive deals. Like, I saw you went to Costco earlier this week and you brought home Starbucks espresso, like their line of espresso capsules for our Nespresso thing.
Yep.
They don't sell those at the grocery store.
I don't think so.
Our grocery stores. I think it's a Costco thing.
Never seen them before.
And you had to buy like 5 sleeves of pods, but that will go through. I mean, it'll take us a couple months, but like you'll drink that. Like it's usable stuff. It's not like you're going to toss it.
And it was $30, which means each sleeve of a dozen pods, it was only $6 because there were 5 in there, which works out to be 50 cents per.
Which is a heck of a lot cheaper than going to Starbucks and getting what you get, which is like a shot with some cream or something.
Yes.
But it's stuff like that. So if you have not experienced the joy that is Costco, it's worth finding a friend with a membership.
Yeah.
If you don't have one already.
Go ahead. Use your friends for their Costco membership. It's fine.
If you're my friend, you can use me for my Costco membership. We'll go together. It'll be so fun. It's just a good pastime. It's just fun to peruse.
You know who has never been to Costco and wanted to go with me, and I totally forgot because we talked about it. I think we talked about it like a year ago, and then it's just one of those things that fell through the cracks.
Who?
Chef Kevin Gillespie.
That is such a lie.
He says he has never been to Costco.
What?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Costco, by the way.
It wasn't Simon.
Who?
Was it on the episode with Kevin and Simon?
It was like I think I was texting with Kevin Gillespie and said, hey, I gotta go. I'm going to Costco. Yeah.
You take Kevin to Costco. You mic him.
And have him.
Just walk through Costco. Like, I think that he would think it was awesome.
Or he might hate it.
But either way, it's great. I think that
I think he might hate it. And here's why. Costco is great for people like you and I, because we can go in there and buy like 4 pounds of coleslaw, you know, and go there. And then we bring it home, put it in the fridge. We have barbecue half a dozen times over the next 2 or 3 weeks with coleslaw on the side. And like, it's good. If you're talented, if you're a chef like Kevin, like you just wake up one morning and go, oh, you know what I think I'm going to make? I'm going to make some coleslaw, but I'm going to infuse it with some chocolate chips and truffle. That's what I'm going to do. I think I have some cabbage. I know I do. I have cabbage. And then he just makes it.
Right. But he's a human being who, you know, I would guess uses things like toilet paper or Clorox wipes or, you know.
Anyways.
Anywho, that was a very long tangent. My name is Callie Dollar and I am grateful for socks.
When do we stop wishing each other a happy new year?
The time is done.
We're almost a full week into 2022. And I think that it needs to stop.
Did someone wish you a happy new year yesterday?
Well, I know. I was just realizing that you don't wish people happy Halloween after Halloween. Mm-hmm. You don't wish people happy Merry Christmas or happy Hanukkah or, whatever, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate in December. You don't wish them happy that after the holiday happens. You don't wish somebody happy Thanksgiving on December 3rd.
Yeah, but the new year isn't one day. It's the start, the proverbial start.
It's already started.
Whatever.
We're nearly a week into it.
I think that's up for, you know, I wouldn't say it now. But if I hadn't seen someone in a while, like we saw T-Bird last weekend, I was like, hey, happy new year.
It was 48 hours after the ball dropped, maybe even 24 hours. Now it's over. In my opinion, it's expired.
There's been an ongoing news story that happened in the first half of this week that is crazy. And it was that, I'm sure you saw it. Everyone has seen it, I'm sure. It was the I-95 backup in Virginia with the snow.
Flashbacks, if you're an Atlanta resident, flashbacks to how many years ago was it? Where the same thing happened here.
I think that was like in 2014.
Big old snowstorm blows in and catches the people who are in charge of clearing the roads off guard. And people were stuck on I-90. In Atlanta, it took people who had an hour-long commute 12 hours to get home. People were stuck on this I-95 road, which is around DC, right?
Yeah, for like 24 hours.
Yeah, for your day.
It was insane. And it's basically because there was too much snow in too short amount of time.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I have to correct you because you always tell the Atlanta story like that, but you slept through it. I lived through it.
Yeah.
And one of my girlfriends, a girl that was in our wedding, worked for the like Department of Transportation then. So what really happened is Atlanta is not built. Most big cities anyways are not built for everyone to leave their job, their school at the exact same time.
Right.
Like it just flooded our highways.
Right.
So, it's just, that's the thing. Like if a natural disaster ever happens, I feel like we should all be like prepared to stay where we are. Cause if you get on the interstate, that's where you're going to be.
Yep. So you remember that if there is a giant asteroid headed toward Earth and it's going to hit Atlanta, make sure you carpool.
Yeah. Make sure you carpool that day.
Buddy up.
Do I make an emergency bag for our cars? Here's why I say that. I was thinking about it because of that. And I was looking at these people and listening to their experiences, just going, oh my gosh, like that is, it's a freak thing. There's almost, you know, it's a very little chance that that would ever happen. However, we have an Ellie now. And I feel like, you know, what I was thinking is like, okay, how would I feed her? How would I make sure she's warm if I have to conserve gas and turn off the car? How, you know, all of these things. And I'm like, I don't even keep a blanket in my car.
It's not a bad idea because it's actually a great idea, but how often would it be something that you would update or check in on?
Probably not very often, maybe
you,
like never, but
because there would be food in there, right?
There would be food in there, but what is like peanut butter lasts like what, like 3 years, like an alarming amount of time.
Oh, it does.
I'm pretty sure peanut butter lasts a while.
Oh, then do some plastic spoons in a jar of peanut butter. Game on.
Right. And then that would fill you up and then like maybe some water and then a blanket or something. Here's
And you know what? And something to pee in.
Pee in.
Pee?
Yeah, no, I know, but it's, I'm just thinking through how that would work in my head, but it's neither here nor there.
You would drink a lot of water and then it would work its way through your system. Your bladder would get full and then you would have to pee.
Yeah. Thanks for explaining
that. That's how it would work.
Yeah.
And then you would pee in something.
Thanks for explaining that. At least diapers would come in really handy.
What about adult diapers? What if you put those in there? Because you can't.
That's actually not
right.
Like, I'm kind of laughing at you, but that's not a terrible idea.
Yeah, because if you're stuck in the middle of like a 6-lane highway and the whole thing's closed, like you can't get out of your car and walk to the side of the road and pee. You'll have hundreds of people looking at you because they're all bored. They're looking for stuff to look at.
Right.
So they're all going to stare at you peeing and you don't want that, right? So you just low key swap out your whatever pants you're wearing for a diaper.
Yeah. I mean, you have the blanket with you that's going to be in my kit. So.
And you just hope that nothing bad happens where they are like, are you wearing a diaper? You know, they come to rescue and you're like, are you wearing nothing but a diaper? And you're like, yes, sir, I am. Me
that
and a diaper.
Actually is one of the smartest ideas I think that you've had in a while.
Okay, is this overreacting? Is this too much? What about those military freeze-dried meals?
Yeah, I think that's too much. Well, how long did those last?
Forever.
Literally.
I think so. I think you just mix a little water in there or something.
I don't know that I would be hungry enough to eat that. Well, I would feed that to Ellie, maybe.
Just thinking out loud.
Yeah.
What about like a low nutritional value but high shelf life junk food? Like I imagine a tube of Pringles, if you bought it today, it's probably good until like 2029.
Here's what you really need to strategize. And I know that we're kind of making light of this, but I am so unbelievably serious. Like I have been thinking this through since I was like watching that. Here's what you got to think about. What is the most filling food that lasts the longest?
Right.
So I feel like you kind of have like a graph. It's like, okay. And then the intersection point is the food that fills you up that lasts the longest.
Peanut butter is good. Cause you just eat that with a spoon. Well,
and it's filling.
Yeah.
And you're good.
And you could throw, I mean, Ritz crackers, they probably have a long shelf life.
Right? Yeah, I feel like you are the furthest thing from a survivalist ever. Like, no one gets stuck with Jeff.
Yeah.
Because that would not be good.
Yeah. No, I would not do well in a panic situation. Didn't you have that thought when you were stuck in the Atlanta thing, the Atlanta storm, like half a dozen years ago or whatever? Callie was driving to my, she got cut out of work early. And her office at the time was about a half hour from where I lived. So she calls and says, hey, my boss just closed the office. I'm leaving. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll see you in a half hour. And you're like, okay, bye. And then I laid down to take a nap and woke up like 2 hours later. And you weren't even halfway home yet.
No, not even halfway home. And I had my dog with me.
I had no idea. I'm like, where are you?
Jeff's like, I think you called me and said, hello.
Right.
Which is like what you say of like, where are you? What are you doing? And I told you to turn on the news, obviously. And it's what's now known in Atlanta as snowpocalypse. Cause people were, I mean, I got lucky. I was only stuck for like 4 or 5 hours, I think. A lot of people were stuck. Like there were, you know, breastfeeding moms that were kind of like SOL and, you know, stuck for 24 hours.
But that 4 hours was miserable. How much more enjoyable would that 4 hours have been if you were wearing a diaper and eating peanut butter from the jar?
I mean, slightly more enjoyable.
I mean, that's a party right there.
Slightly more enjoyable.
There are two people on Instagram that I am slowly becoming obsessed with.
Okay.
Slowly reaching stalker status with these two people.
Okay.
The first one is a guy named James Clear. And I learned about him last year and I read his book. It's called Atomic Habits. But he is a great follow on the Instagrams. And I am trying desperately hard to get him on the show because he, I mentioned this the other day, my amended New Year's resolution of just trying to find 1% improvement over a period of time rather than try to leap, that he speaks about that. Like that's how he lives his life.
1% better.
Yeah. Just that's his philosophy. These atomic habits, he says, aren't built like immediately. You gradually ease yourself into a whole new way of living. So he's one guy that's a great Instagram follow. And I want to get him, I want to do an interview with him on this show. The other person who I think you follow as well is Whitney Goodman.
Mm-hmm. Sit with Wit.
Sit with Wit.
Love her.
Oh my gosh. She has a book.
Did you just now find her?
Yeah. Does everybody know about her except for me?
I don't know, but I definitely do. I love her.
I shared one of her posts the other day and
she's a therapist, right?
Yeah. And her campaign right now is against toxic positivity.
Nice.
Which is something we've talked about on this show so much because we try to remind you frequently that just because you strive to find gratitude and find the upside in every scenario that presents itself, even the difficult ones, doesn't mean you can't be made sad or frustrated or angry
at
situations. You can have a positive and a negative emotion happen at the same time.
Yes.
And
concentric circles. Isn't that what they call it?
Yeah.
And Venn diagram.
Yes. And she, this is part of her like campaign right now. I think she has a book called Toxic Positivity. Anywho, her post the other day resonated with so many people on Instagram. I want to share it here. Cause if this is you, it's going to speak right to your heart. She wrote, inside of almost every high achieving perfectionist workaholic, I got my hand in the air. That's me. High achieving perfectionist workaholic is a person who is hoping that if they just do a little bit more, they will finally feel like they are good enough.
That is so you.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I read that and I said, yes. Like I said, like I was at church. Amen. Hallelujah. Pass the plate. Here's my offering. Nailed it. Because that's what I do. Every time I finish something to a fine or good or excellent level, I can't help but have my brain think, okay, what's next? Or how can I do this a little bit better? Because I think that unless it's absolutely perfect and flawless and completely, and I think this is actually more important, and well-received by 100% of the people who encounter it, if those boxes aren't checked, then it's not good enough. And there's nothing, nothing is going to be well-received by 100% of the people.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Even if you're the biggest Beatles fan on the planet and you love everything about the Beatles, there's going to be one song that you don't love as much as the others.
Always.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
So I wanted to share that because that spoke right to me. I'll read it one more time. Inside of almost every high-achieving, perfectionist, workaholic is a person who is hoping that if they do just a little bit more, they'll finally feel like they're good enough.
In the new year, we all talk a lot about self-care and fresh starts. One way to get a fresh start in the new year is to give your underwear the update it deserves with the most comfortable undies in the world. MeUndies is known for their amazingly soft underwear and also known for having super fun prints. Now, you know me, I always go for the classics. The hipster style is my absolute favorite. I wear them every night to bed and they break the colors down for you. So I click on classic colors and just restocked my own underwear drawer. But you can also click on the options for bold or adventurous prints. Someone wise once said, refresh your underwear drawer and you'll refresh your life. Keep the refresh going all year with a MeUndies membership, a subscription that sends new styles right to your door. With site-wide savings and exclusive sales, you'll automatically pay less for everything. MeUndies has a great offer for Upside listeners. For any first-time purchasers, get 15% off and free shipping right to your door. To get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/upside. That's MeUndies.com/upside.
Gentlemen, it's time for a new you in the new year. Caldera Lab wants to help you take care of your skin, and they've done it in a way that speaks right to guys. It's simple, only three steps. They've got three products, a revolutionary cleanser, a moisturizer that you wear during the day, and then a multifunctional serum. Some people call this liquid gold. These three items, when used together, are going to be an easy three-step process for all skin types. Yeah, including yours, whether you're dealing with dry skin, oily skin, aging skin, red spots, whatever, they've got you covered. And it is so simple. Plus, GQ named their serum the best natural face serum for men. So if it's acne scars or wrinkles or dry skin, or you just want to invest in healthier skin in the new year, check out Caldera Lab. Please go to calderalab.com/upside and take advantage of a 30% discount off your first purchase. That's their biggest sale of the year. CalderaLab.com/upside, CalderaLab.com/upside, or use the discount code upside at checkout to save 30% off your new skincare routine.
Meal prepping can be difficult, but ButcherBox makes it easier. ButcherBox is a subscription service that takes the guesswork out of finding high-quality meat. They source their meat from partners with the highest standards for quality. No more searching the grocery store for 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, and more. Here's what I love so much about the ButcherBox meat we get shipped right to our door. They send you between 8 to 14 pounds of meat, and they pack it fresh, but they ship it frozen. So we take it and we put it in our freezer. We always have high quality meat in our freezer. And I know that this week, for example, we're having tacos, and I know I already have delicious 100% grass-fed ground beef right in my freezer, ready to go. So I won't have to change our meal based on what the grocery store has in stock. For a limited time, ButcherBox is offering new members a great deal for the new year. Sign up at butcherbox.com/upside and you'll receive the ultimate New Year's bundle in your first box. This deal includes ground beef, chicken thighs, and pork butt. That's more than 7 pounds of meat added to your first box for free. Get this New Year's bundle before it's gone by going to butcherbox.com/upside. Here are today's three random things. My first random thing is Food Network has come up with 10 of the healthiest fast food menu items that are available in 2022. So if you're someone that is looking for fast, if you are someone that is looking for easy, if you're someone that just likes fast food, but maybe you want to like, you know, change it up a little bit, here you go.
I can do the top three.
Okay, go.
All right. Water with ice. And ketchup packets.
Wrong, wrong, and wrong. The first one is from Jeff Dollar's favorite restaurant. Okay, here they are. Just kidding. Arby's roast chicken entree salad. Panera's almond chicken salad on country rustic sourdough. That sounds delicious.
Panera, not fast food.
It has a drive-thru, so it can be fast food.
Not all locations have the drive-thru, which is just teasing and rude.
Okay. That does sound good, though, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
On sourdough, yeah. Almond chicken salad. It's funny how they also like, you know, put descriptive words in there like country rustic sourdough.
Yep.
Chick-fil-A's grilled chicken sandwich.
That's
one of your faves.
The grilled chicken sandwich, no tomato, add pickles. So good.
McDonald's fruit and maple oatmeal, which I would be into. Starbucks tomato and mozzarella panini. I got to tell you, I am not impressed with Starbucks hot sandwiches. I mean, not hot, but like lunch stuff.
Yeah.
Their breakfast stuff, nail it. Lunch stuff, not so much.
Yep.
Dunkin's veggie egg white omelet. Noodles and Company. I don't know what that is. We don't have that here. Noodles and Company's cauliflower rigatoni fresca with shrimp. Wendy's sour cream and chive baked potato. Chipotle's steak salad. And the Panda Express bowl with super greens and kung pao chicken.
What about filet of fish?
Filet
fish gets no respect.
It may get respect, but it's not healthy.
Mm.
Those were some healthier.
Filet fish, no cheese, no tartar sauce, about 4 packets of ketchup.
So good.
So good.
So, and sometimes I put french fries on the filet fish.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
That makes it healthy.
My second random thing is there's a guy named Josh Wardle. He is a software engineer out of Brooklyn. And over the pandemic, he and his partner had some extra time. So he decided to, and this guy like used to work for Reddit, right? Like he is a certified, can do this stuff in his sleep. He created a word game for like he and his partner. And it was just, he would put one word and then she would have to guess what letters, like she would have to guess what the word is. And it would tell her which letters were correct, but you only get 5 guesses.
Oh my gosh, this is so great. He should call this Hangman.
Okay. So why do you have to do why?
Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. So on he invented that for he and his wife. People started finding out about it, friends, relatives, whatever. On November 1st.
Stole it from Hangman.
90 people played it. On Sunday of like this week. More than 300,000 people have played it.
What's the name of the game?
Wardle. That's his last name. W-O-R-D-L-E. So Wardle.
So his name is Wardle and he invented a word.
His name is Wardle.
Wardle.
And he changed it to Wardle.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So it's a once a day game. It invites the players to guess a 5-letter word. And apparently it's closer to like Mastermind. And then it'll tell you which of your letters are, you know, right. And actually you get 6 tries to get it right for the day. So it's just like a fun thing. And he's not looking to monetize it or anything. So there's no ads, but people are catching on to this like crazy. So if you're looking to join that, W-O-R-D-L-E.
Website or app? I'll find it.
I don't know.
Wordle.
Wordle. And my third random thing, but I need your attention for this, Jeff. So do you want to finish looking up Wordle?
Yeah. It's W-O-R-D-L-E, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wordle, a daily word game.
Yes.
It's, yeah, just Google Wordle and it's the first thing that pops up.
Is it a website? Is it an app?
Yeah, it's a website. It's okay, actually, cool. Yeah.
Okay, so here you go. In a room of 23 people. This is my third random thing. In a room of 23 people, what is the percentage chance of 2 people having the same birthday?
Oh. Super high, right?
23 people.
23 people.
Same birthday.
I mean, It's got to be. I mean, I'm so bad at numbers, but like not hot, not a, low. Like the chances of that happening are very low.
Okay. 50%.
50?
50. Okay. I'm going to keep blowing your mind. So in the group of 23 people, there are 253 combinations of birthdays that could be made. That's more than half the number of days in a year. It only takes 70 people for the probability of two people having the same birthday to reach to 99.9%.
Okay.
And then when you get 367 people in a room, it's 100% probable that at least two people will have the same birthday. Isn't that crazy? It kind of blew my mind because I was like, I'm
so bad with number stuff like that that I'm not even going to think about it. I'm just going to take your word for it.
Okay. And the most common birthday in the United States currently is September 9th. That is according to Time Magazine. And those are my three random things.
I got to give you a warning because we had a very close call the other day. Very close call. So I just want to give you this heads up. Mm-hmm. I was very pleasantly surprised earlier this week when you FaceTimed Ellie from work.
I did.
Because normally, we'll text, but normally we don't talk on the phone or we don't FaceTime. But it was your first day back at work, I think, or second day back at work.
I missed you guys.
You wanted to see the smoosh. So you FaceTimed. I answered it. I was holding the camera in front of Ellie. You guys were having a little conversation. And then at some point, one of your coworkers popped into the shot just to say good morning to Ellie. I think it was Jen, just for like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Which is great, but it caused me to freak out because I was not wearing pants.
Oh, yeah. Maybe don't answer the FaceTime.
I mean, I was holding the camera in a way, but then all I could think about is like, oh my gosh, what if there's something reflective nearby? Like, what if the camera's pointed toward a mirror?
Yes.
Jen doesn't need to see that.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
But she didn't say anything. So maybe I would say like before you answer your phone,
put pants on
the same way you like triple check the mute button before you go to the bathroom during a conference call.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Most people learn about The Upside from their friends. Please tell everyone you know about this podcast so the amazing Upside community can continue to grow.
It is the end of an era that I was unfortunately never a part of, but I'm pretty sure that you were, Jeff. It is the end of BlackBerries. This week, BlackBerry's the phone.
Yep.
I didn't even know that they still had them around, but apparently if you've had a BlackBerry, like the service still works for it and stuff like that if you were like grandfathered in, but they're like totally doing away with that.
Was it last Tuesday or is it this coming Tuesday that they just became bricks?
It was this Tuesday. I'm pretty sure.
This past Tuesday?
Yeah. So they're done by the time you're hearing this. And you were a BlackBerry guy, right?
Loved my BlackBerry. Loved it. And somebody just pointed out that a BlackBerry is a much more efficient communication tool than a phone, than like an iPhone or an Android, because you could only do like 3 or 4 things on it. You could email. Mm-hmm. There was BlackBerry Messenger.
BBM.
And there were like 2 or 3 really basic games that, mm-hmm. that you could play. And there was like a notepad. But that was it.
Because here's the thing. 100% of people that had like the normal BlackBerries loved them. I had one for like a hot second. I didn't like it, but I had one of the skinny ones that didn't have the individual keyboards. Still had to press 2 letters, and I feel like that took away from it. So it was like the people with the actual BlackBerries. Like I remember my dad had one, and I thought he was so cool. Here's why I think I missed that trend, because I got mine in college. It was around the same time like the Sidekicks were cool.
Yeah.
And I feel like BlackBerry was pretty email heavy. And yes. when I was in college, email wasn't something that we had on us all the time. Like email is something you check when you sit down to a computer.
Right.
But it wasn't something that like you log in. It's not just available to you all the time. So I miss that. But I feel like I missed something huge because I feel like everyone in the working world that was using email at that time is BlackBerry obsessed.
Yeah. Remember when I was so far ahead of the curve with the productivity thing? Remember a few years ago? I mean, it's longer than a few years ago, but I decided to get a second phone number.
Oh my gosh.
And just, and I was only going to give it to like a dozen people and it was going to go to a BlackBerry so that I could have distraction free. Like that would be like, so I could go out for like a hike or I could.
Jeff would have like hard days at work and be like, hey, here's the number to reach me on.
I'm leaving my phone at home.
I'm leaving my phone at home. Like that, not answering.
That only lasted like 2 or 3 months. And then I just stopped.
Two phones is a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I had two phones at one point, like one for work and one for personal. And while I do appreciate the value of having a company paid phone, I cannot keep track of two phones to save my life. It's confusing. It overwhelms. I just can't do it. So now I live with my personal phone. But yes, rest in peace to the BlackBerry.
Hey, this is Heatherton. I was just calling to tell you that I ordered the Hope earrings today, and it's for a different reason than you guys have purposed it for. And if your favorite movie like me is Shawshank Redemption, it finally hit me that this would be the dumbest thing for me not to do is to not order these earrings, because my favorite quote from the movie is, "Hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things, and no good thing never dies or ever dies." And I was like, oh my God, I gotta have those. Andy Dufresne said it and mama needs it. So anyway, thanks for the earrings and keep doing what you do. Bye.
There's a very good chance that the man in your life made a New Year's resolution to take better care of himself. But that's it. He just said, I'm gonna take better care of myself. He needs a push. He needs you to tell him what needs to be taken care of. You can do that by having the Performance Package 4.0 delivered right to his door from Manscaped. The Performance Package 4.0 lets a man take care of all of the areas of his body that he might not be thinking of on a day-to-day basis. It includes the Lawnmower 4.0, which is an electric trimmer that is designed to trim hair in the more delicate areas. It's going to really cut back on cuts and nicks in those special parts. And let me tell you something that is very, very important. That Performance Package 4.0 also includes a couple of serums and tonics that will keep that area of your body smelling nice and fresh. It's an often neglected detail that is very important, but I don't need to tell you. So help your man be the best man he can be in 2022 with 20% off and free shipping by going to manscaped.com and using the code UPSIDE20 at checkout. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com using the code UPSIDE20 when you check out. It's the new year and it's a new him in 2022 with Manscaped.
Hey guys, this is Beth, and I just want to say I can get behind the Don't Look Up movie dilemma. It is really good, and I'm not usually a trend follower, but like when movies are concerned and shows, but it was really, really good. It kind of makes you think, so I would definitely do it. Thanks, guys. Love you. Bye.
Good morning. I was listening to episode 25. Two things about don't say I don't know. I used to say I'm right on top of that, Rose, from Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. I'm aging myself. And second of all, we watched Don't Look Up after all the social media hype. It was awful. I'm sorry. It's a metaphor, so you might want to read what it's about before you watch it or whatever. The whole movie's a metaphor, but I just didn't enjoy it. But that's just me. Have a great day. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, it's Ariana. Thanks for playing the message. I am so glad to know that it was just the holiday break. However, I'm just one of those people that I love routine, and I had to adjust my schedule and realize that I'm so used to listening to it first thing in the morning at 6:30 that it was often 8 or 9 o'clock when I was remembering that, oh, my gosh, I forgot to listen to the pod. So hopefully it didn't affect the numbers too bad, but I did listen. And happy holidays again. I'm glad that you're back on routine. Talk to you later. Bye. Hey, Jeff and Kelly. I can't believe it's Ariana calling. I'm calling again. And I was just wanting to comment on the voice memo text. I think it's an age thing because, Jeff, I'm like you. I'm not really a fan of the voice text memo. Just write me because, to me, you never know what that person is doing. And like you say, if it's a message that may be inappropriate or appropriate, you really don't want to open it at the wrong time. And unlike text messages, you can, you know, open them up, scan them, read them, and do whatever. But with a voice message, you know, sometimes you got to replay it because the voice message doesn't come across. But again, I think it's an age thing. But I'm like you, Jeff. Nah, just send me a regular text message. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Always try to look at the upside, not the downside. Look at the positive side of stuff and try to make it work. If you're feeling blue or if you're feeling down, there's got to be something that's going right somewhere around you.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And it really, right. It works.